maybe it's not a public highway, you see, that goes to somebody's dwelling.
Suppose you see me stand over and pick up a little chunk of splinter rock.
Throw?
And say he did what?
He threw a rock.
Mm-hmm. You call anything else besides the rock?
Stone.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Pebble.
Mm-hmm. Suppose I hated somebody. I was out with a mob stoning their house. Did you use a different term for the things that you throw?
I think we call them rocks, if you say.
Yeah. I was wondering if you came up with the word stoning.
I never heard of that.
Suppose we were out here and I saw a particular kind of rock that I thought was something real rare. I thought I wouldn't be able to find it anywhere else. And so I asked you if I'd take it along with me. And you said, oh, I get it. That's not rare. You can find them
anywhere.
And if something is not very far away, and I ask you how far over it is, you'd say it's
just a little piece.
Or you can say it in a different way, instead of saying piece, just a little
distance. Or a short distance.
Anything besides distance or feet? A little
way. Just a little way.
Suppose it's a long distance. You say it's a long distance.
It's a long way.
Okay. And, I want to know which way a certain thing was. Maybe it's just out of sight. You say, oh, it's just over where?
Just over the way, over the hill.
Mm-hmm.
Or around the corner.
Mm-hmm. Over there?
Over there.
People say yonder around here?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
How do you say that?
Yonder.
Now, I suppose you were asking me. You wanted to know the distance to a certain place. How'd you ask it?
How far is it?
If I was very hungry and you gave me a piece of cake, took the whole thing and put it in my mouth, just swallowed. You say I ate it, what?
Greedy.
Yeah, but you want to express the fact that I got the whole thing down in one gulp. You say I ate it